So today is January 2nd, 2013, and we're going to do lesson number 120 called The Feet. So as you're standing there, again with your socks off, and preferably come off your mat so that you can just feel how you feel on your feet at this moment before we start the lesson. So there's three points that are really key on the bottom of your feet that we call the tripod. And this gives you a way of understanding how you do stand on your feet. So there's the ball of your big toe, the ball of your pinky toe. So here's the ball of your big toe, the ball of your pinky toe, and your heel. And so you just want to drop down, and let's start with your right leg, and start to sense those three locations. And on your right leg, just notice, are you a little heavier in one of those spots than the other? Right? To notice that, okay? And then we'll see how it is by the end of the lesson. And then how is it on your left foot? And how are the feet different? Okay? Good. Now go ahead and lie on your backs. And then just take a moment while you lie on your back to sense how you lie on your back. So what we do, what is your first name?
Barbara.
So what we do throughout a lesson is I will verbally describe to you the movements that we're going to do. And you're just going to take yourself through the movements. And then if you have any questions or you're confused or you think you maybe don't understand, you can just ask me. Okay, most of you know that. So as you lie on the floor, just begin to sense how your contact is with the floor today, this morning. Notice how your spine is resting on the floor, how your pelvis is lying on the floor. And then really observe your legs. So when we're lying on our back, there's usually a little space behind the knees. So for you to notice what that space is like. And again, compare the two legs. Is there more space behind one knee compared to the other knee? And then notice as you move down from the knees and you go into the calf area down to your feet, there's an area in your calf that really rests on the floor. And sometimes there's more of that area on one leg than the other. And then how does each heel rest on the floor? So the ankles don't touch either. It's really the heels. And then does one leg turn out more than the other? So is one foot kind of turning out? And that would have a reflection of what's happening up inside your hip joint. And then come back up to noticing how your shoulder blades are resting on the floor, and then how your head is lying on the floor. Roll your head a little bit to the left and to the right and go slow enough to just observe the quality this morning. Good. Okay, so from here, you're going to roll to your side and come up to sitting. And we're going to be coming up to sitting throughout the lesson. And you're going to sit putting the soles of your feet together and your knees open. Okay? And then you're going to start with your left hand. And your left hand is going to come under both feet to hold both feet. So the left hand. So have the left hand come under both feet. There you go. And then and really your toes. That's it. So really come under the toes. There you go. And your right hand is going to get a hold of the two big toes together. Okay? Because what you're going to do is we're going to start to separate and bring back together the toes. So now you're going to use your right hand to very slowly and gently bring the big toes away and not away that way. So you keep them sandwiched together, but you're separating the big toes from the rest of the finger, the rest of the toes, right? So you've got all four toes glued together, and then you're going to bring them up and down. So you pull them away from the other four toes gently. So all these movements need to be gentle because you may experience some significant discomfort that you didn't even know you had. That's it. So you just bring them away. And it's probably, I'm going to have you take off your socks. It'll be easiest. Yeah. So, and try, Elizabeth, to really hold the four toes below. So you're letting the second toe go with the big toes. You do not want to, right? So really get friendly with your feet. You want to keep the second toe from going along with the big toe. Now, can you move the big toes a little bit to the left and to the right? Gently. Again, nothing is happening with the other four toes. So you're like immobilizing them. One hand will be the hand to immobilize, and the other hand is to move the two toes. Now, could you make a circle with those two big toes? Right, they move together gently. And what part of the circle is clearest for you? Or maybe it's what part of the circle is unclear. Good, change the circle. And try your best to go slow. I know it's easy to go fast and kind of skip over. So it's not to be a big circle, right? Because you don't want to hurt that area in between the big toe and the second toe, that attachment. Yeah. Good. Okay, let's let that go and just rest on your back for a moment. And lengthen your legs and have your legs long when you rest. Okay, come back up to sitting again, please. Bring the soles of your feet together. And now this time what you're going to do is you're going to interlace your toes. Okay, so we're very familiar of doing that all the time with our hands. So let's start with the right big toe on top, right? And then you just work your way through because we're going to change it. So big toe on top and then the right big toe on top, the left big toe is underneath, and then you just, you know, and it can be, again, a little uncomfortable. Just do your best and try to get those fourth and fifth. I know you got to kind of really work them together. So, and it means that you got to let the knees open more. Yeah. So just do what you can. Okay? That's it. See if you can get them all together. I know it's kind of a challenge, huh? Some toes don't want to separate, and so good. If you got them, then can you hold it all with your hands on the outside? And can you lift the legs a little bit? So keep the toes interlaced and then lift them. So you got to round your back and then lower them. There you go. And can you breathe? So if you just want to lift your feet and lower, okay, lift your feet and lower and try to keep them interlaced really nice. Right? Like our toes forget what it's like to even have space in between them. Good. Okay, come back down, and now you're going to change them over. So we started with the right big toe on top, now the left big toe. So you just move them all over. So the other side gets, it's like the sensitivity of the different parts of the toes. Right? So like kids do this just all the time, easily. And it's a really weird feeling, isn't it? It's just really unusual because we're so used to doing this with our hands, but not our toes. But imagine if you didn't have hands, right? You'd be able to do this with your feet all the time. There's some people that use their feet just like hands. They can write, hold pencils. They can even play instruments with their feet. Yeah, and once you get them interlaced, you go back to holding them and lifting them, round back a little bit, lower, and make sure you're breathing. Right? It's really easy to forget to breathe when we're working with the feet. Good. And just notice how that feels and which interlacing, maybe one interlacing felt easier, more comfortable. Was there a difference between the two? Okay. Roll on your backs, let that go, and rest. And as you're lying on your backs this time, just check in and notice, is there any change now in your lower back? Okay, so staying on your back now, you're going to bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, and now you're going to place your right ankle on your left knee, and that's going to make your right foot accessible. So you're going to reach down with your left hand, and you're going to interlace your left hand with your right foot, okay? And I want you to come from below the foot, which means that the whole ankle has to open up a lot. That's it, and the knee has to open up. So you start to understand how the feet have such a relationship with the knees and the hip. So eventually we want, by the end of the lesson today, as much of the sole of your foot facing your face. So the more you can turn the sole of your foot towards your face, the more your knee and hip has to open up. Wow, yeah. So if the foot and the ankle, it's a lot in the ankle, is really stuck and decrepit, you're going to be stuck in the hip. So the more that this can open up, the more this can turn. That's it. And now place your right hand underneath your head. And you're going to combine lifting your head with your right hand as you keep your left hand with your right foot and lift them up. So you're going to lift up and lower. Just think of like lengthening towards the ceiling. It's not about anything touching, it's about lengthening. And each time the leg comes down, can the knee flop open a little bit more? And does the sole of the foot turn closer towards your face? So if we were to have a goal, even though we're not goal-orientated, but is to get the sole of that foot towards our face, which means the knee and the hip has to open, and the ankle. So just think of all those parts as you lift. That's it, Barbara. And lower. Good. And just do what's comfortable for you, right? There's no rush. That's it. So think of going up. That's it, towards the ceiling as you lift, and not so much folding towards yourself. There you go. That's it, Elizabeth. Nice. Good. Good. Okay. And let's pause for a moment. Let go of your foot. Bring your right leg to standing. Bring your right hand out from underneath your head. And we're going to go to the other side. So you're going to place your left foot on your right knee. And you're going to interlace your right hand with your left foot from the bottom side, right? So you start to turn the sole of that left foot towards your face. Interlace the fingers of the right hand and left foot. Then your left hand goes behind your head. So you can use the other hand to help the interlacing, right? Do whatever it takes to get the interlacing to happen. So please use both hands to get them all together. There you go. And then once you have that, then you can place your left hand behind your head and you start to lift and lengthen the left leg and right arm as you use the left hand to lift your head. And to remember about breathing, so as you do the lifting and the lengthening, you exhale. So if you find yourself holding your breath, just pause. And then as you're in the pause, resting, take in a breath, and then start to exhale as you fold, right? We always exhale on the fold. Really nice. Good. Okay. Slowly let that go. Let the interlacing go. Straighten your legs so they're long and your arms are down by your side to rest. And again, just start to notice what's changing in your lower back, your hips. How do your feet lie now? Are they starting to kind of flop both legs open more? Okay, so you're going to come back up to sitting. And this time when you're sitting, your right leg is standing and the left knee is flopped open to the side. So we're going to work with the right leg. So the right leg and foot has to stand, okay? And yeah, so keep that right knee up, okay? And now with both hands, you're going to find a way to come down and you want to keep the four toes down. No movement. And you're going to grab your big toe, perhaps with the left hand, and you're going to lift the big toe and then bring it back down. But don't let the other four toes lift. So nothing's happening with the left leg, wherever you want to put the left leg. If it wants to be a little longer, to make it easier. So if this, yeah, that's easier. So wherever your left leg, if it wants to be a little bit straight, that's it. So you lift that sentence. Let's see, is it easier if this leg is here? Yeah. Yeah, so really, so that's too much. So if, see, that's too much. If you lift too hard, the other toes are going to come up. Less than, yeah. So just stay in this range of just there. Okay. Right? So the toes don't move hugely. So some of you, if you're lifting up so much that all the other toes are lifting, you're going too much, right? You want to keep these toes down. So this, remember, not to be goal orientated to do a big movement. Okay, because when you go up here, see that starts to lift. So you defeat the whole purpose if the other four toes are lifting. Yeah, go a little smaller so that these guys stay down. There. There. You know, and kind of watch what they do, right? That stop a little sooner. So everybody do a little less. I know, it probably seems like, what are we doing? We're doing these small movements, but the smallness is really important. If you yank on those four toes to lift, you're defeating the purpose. Okay, so now press your big toe into the floor, maybe using the left hand, right? And with your right hand, lift the four toes. So again, do it smaller than you think so that there's no pull transitioning into that right big toe, that right big toe stays down. And go slow. So lift them and lower them. And make sure you're breathing. Now go back to the big toe. So keep the four toes down. And what is it like to lift the big toe now? Is it a little easier? See? Do the other toes stay down better now? Yeah. Excellent. Good. Now go back to lifting the four toes and keeping the big toe down again. And one more time, keep the four toes down. And just two or three times, gently lift that big toe. And out of the other toes, just stay down.
Not the other way around.
Yeah, it's okay. Good. Okay, let's rest on your backs again for a moment. And you know, the movement of the feet, these toes, is really similar to the movement of your jaw and your tongue. They're some of the smallest movements, and yet the significance is huge. So that would be another place to start noticing if your jaw is starting to let go. And how does the right foot feel right now? Just notice if it's starting to feel maybe a little larger. And just in your image of your right foot, you have a much clearer sense of the whole foot and the toes. Let's come back up to sitting again. This time your left knee will be standing, so make your right leg comfortable. We're going to start the same things with now your left foot. So you're going to start by lifting the left big toe, perhaps using your right hand, and using maybe the left hand to keep those other four toes down. So you lift and lower, real gently. And how is this foot different than the other? Is there a difference? Remember not to lift too high, so that if you're lifting so high it starts to pull on the four toes, that's too much. Okay, good. And now let's go to the four toes. So you're going to lift and lower right? The four toes, but you're gonna keep that big toe from participating. So that left big toe stays down. And some of you can do the lifting of the four toes by themselves, which is fabulous, right? It's like bringing these types of movements back to your feet are huge. And these kinds of movements are actually really easy for children. Like my daughter still, because she's a dancer, she can spread her toes apart and do all these independent movements with her toes, which we all once did. Good, now go back to keeping the four toes down and lifting the big toe, and has that become lighter and easier? Are the other four toes less likely to want to lift now and participate? It's harder? So that's interesting. Is this the harder foot?
No, it happened on the other side too.
Ah.
Like after doing them individually,
So do it smaller. There. Little. There. See, you're even doing it on the other foot as it's resting. Right? Okay, now keep the big toe down and lift the four. See how easy that is for you. Lift those four and keep that big toe down. Really nice. So we're going to continue with this foot. So now you're going to have to use both hands. So you're going to actually pivot your whole left foot on your heel. That's it. And you're going to start to bring with your right hand the left big toe towards your face, and you're going to use the left hand to push the other four toes away. So you're gonna move them opposite, right? So pull the big toe towards your face, bend the other four toes down while you're on the heel. And then let them go, and then you start again. So you're moving them apart. Yep, so always pulling the big toe towards your face. Nice, that's it, Barb. And then pushing the other four toes away. That's it. And can you let the toes start to curl too as you push them away? Right? Let them curl away from you so they don't stay straight. That's it, Barb. There you go. And make sure that little pinky is involved, right? Don't let him fall off to the side. He's really important. He's attached to a bone that runs all the way along the outside of your foot. It's a very long bone. It's almost the length of the whole outside of your foot. Now, you're going to add your second toe to join your big toe. So those two are going to pull up and the other three move down. And make sure you're breathing. So you just do that a few times. Big toe and second toe stay together now. They're buddies. and the other three toes fold down. Notice what happens in the arch. You're starting to feel something in the arch right below the big toe and second toe as you go into the arch of your foot. Good. Now can you add the middle toe? So you've got the three toes pulling towards your face and just two going down. Now can you add the fourth toe? So you got four toes pulling up and just the pinky by himself bending down. And now have all the toes bend up. So you grab all the toes up and let them come back to the start and then pull them up again. And then can you start to go through the center and bend them down? So you're going to move them all together. They all bend up and then they all curl down. And really curl them all down. That's it. Beautiful. Beautiful. Really get all those, like, they're the knuckles, right? Like our hands. Beautiful. Okay. Go ahead and lie on your backs to rest for a moment. And so let's first rest with your legs long. And again, just noticing now, is there something different now in the left hip, behind the left knee, with the left calf or the left foot? And then before we come up to sitting, go ahead and bend your knees for a moment and bring your feet to standing and just observe how that left foot stands now. What is different about the left foot compared to the right? And what's really interesting about all of you, because you're all doing it, is notice how the placement of the left foot is closer to your left buttock because the left hip joint is freer. So you automatically pulled it up to the more correct standing position. Do you guys feel that? All of you did it. Because something's different now in the hip. Okay, so let's go ahead and come to sitting. And then we'll have the right leg stand, your left leg bring wherever it's comfortable, and we start by pivoting on the heel and pulling the right big toe towards you and the four toes curl away from you, right? So you just do that movement and come back to the start and breathe. So again, the right toe is coming towards your face. And you're probably using the left hand to move those four left toes away from you. Now attach the second toe to be with the big toe. So now you're pulling those two towards your face and the other three toes away. And see if you can move them at the same time. So it's not like pull the big toe and second toe and then push the other three away. But can you be doing the movement simultaneously? Right? That's really important. It's like you're creating this separation between the second toe and the third toe. That's really what's happening there. Now, can you add the third toe, the middle toe, in? So it's the big toe, second toe, and third toe all pulling towards your face as the fourth toe and pinky move away. And again, trying to do the movements at the exact same time. So there's a feeling between the third and fourth toe now of separation. And now you're going to add the fourth toe in. So the fourth toe bends forward towards your face with the other toes, and just the little pinky toe moves away all by himself. Good. And now have all the toes move together. So they all lift up and then you curl them all down. So you go slow enough that you feel them all move together. You feel how you bend at the knuckles of the toes. Really nice. Okay, and let's let that go. And again, rest on your backs. And now bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, and let's just notice how you sense the right foot and how do you place the right foot now. So are the heels back more aligned now with one another? And that they're closer to your buttocks, which means something has changed inside the hip joint. Okay, so roll to your side again. Bring yourself up to sitting. And you're going to sit with the soles of your feet together. And you're going to use your hands, one hand with each foot, or if you need to use both hands with one foot, you're going to start to turn all the toes of each foot towards your face. So you want to keep turning the soles towards your face and curl the toes towards your face. So you can do one foot at a time, right? So turn, 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 And if you need to use your hands to pull all those toes towards your face, that's it. And once you get one foot, and then curl the toes towards your face. Yes, awesome. Which again means that your knees have to open up. And you might start to even feel this in your hip joints. To really turn the soles of your feet towards your face, the hips have to open up, the ankles have to open up. So you can try one foot and then the other. Some of you can maybe do both feet at the same time and just feel how the knees have to flop open more, which is about the hips. And the inner groin, when I say hips too, it's also the inner groin area. So maybe just work with one foot a little bit, then the other. That's it. And just see if the knee can continue to open up. Good. Now change to the other foot. And then if you start to feel done or complete, go ahead and rest on your back. So we don't want to overdo it with your hips and the groin area, but that's nice. And it could be in the shin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it can be in the shin. The outside part of this ankle. So this is what I mean. It's like when you're walking around, you don't even notice these things. So we're now under, you know, a microscope with your feet. We're so abusive to our feet. And you think about how much we put them through, right? Okay, go ahead and rest on your back. Okay, so come up to sitting again, one more time, and you're going to have that right leg bent, the right foot standing. And now what you're going to do is you're going to go down and take your right big toe and you're going to lift them up and place them on the second toe. And then you're going to let them slide off. So Elizabeth, the right foot standing. There you go. And then lift the right big toe, place them on top of the second toe. Right? It's almost like, you know, when you cross your fingers, right? You're going to cross the toes and then let it slide off. And then cross it again. Now you know how to do this oh too well, right? Because it's part of the bunion. Yeah. Because that's actually what happens. So cross them over and then let them slide off. Cross them over. Put him on top of the second toe. So for you, the most important part is pulling him away. So if your big toe already likes to go on top of the second toe, encourage him to slide off and come flat on the floor. I was just saying to Barbara, this is what a bunion is. When your big toe crosses so far over, right, what happens? This bone has to shoot out, right? That's where a bunion comes from. So you want to bring that big toe out to place him back on the floor. That's it, Elizabeth. And then let him slide off. There you go. Good. Now take your right big toe and move him a little bit over to the left using your hands. Right? Keep the other four toes down. So you move him a little bit to the left and back to the right. Just, that's it.
I don't want that movement. I this way.
Yes. Just pull them back. Yeah, over to the left.
That's all right. I don't want the other one.
Mm-mm. Good. Okay, let's change to the left leg. So bring your left foot standing, and you're going to lift that left toe and place them on top. Let them slide off the second toe. And as he slides off, pull him a little bit to the right then, right? And place him on the floor. So he has this separation. So you cross him, and then you let him slide down and separate. And again, noticing how is this foot different? And then just take that left big toe and bring him a little bit over to the right. Just create that gap between the second toe and big toe. Lovely. Okay, let's take one more rest on your back. So go ahead and lie on your back, legs long. Okay, so one last time, roll to your side, come up to sitting, sitting with the soles of your feet together. And you're now going to interlace your right hand with your right foot and your left hand with your left foot. So do one hand, that's it at a time. And when you've got them, you're going to start to let yourself roll back onto your back. And lift your arms and legs up in the air to roll on your back, and then you'll fold them back down to come back up to sitting.
Like this?
Uh-huh. And then lift them up, and now fold back down to come back up. There you go. So you can lengthen them all the way back towards the back of the room. Is that hard? And lift, yeah, so really let the legs get long. And now fold them back up. Yeah. So it's like a swinging movement. There you go. Try it again. Make sure you're not holding your breath. Fold to come up. That's it. So use momentum. There you go. Do it again. See if you can do it a couple times without stopping. So back. That's it, Elizabeth. And up. No need to stop. There you go. And back again. And up. There. There you go. There. That's it. Okay. And rest on your backs. So now as you're resting on your back, really take a moment to notice how are you lying on your back now. So you can start up there with your shoulder blades and notice how the shoulder blades are resting on the floor, how you sense your spine in between the shoulder blades, down to your pelvis. And then again, noticing how your legs are lying on the floor now. What has changed inside the hip joints? So all of you have your feet way more turned out now, which means something deep inside the hip joint and groin area has let go. And then notice the space behind your knees, and that has lessened. More of the backside of the legs and the calves are now resting on the floor. Right? Because when there's tension in the hip joints, it pulls up. And these are not huge changes, right? They're really slight, but slight changes are significant. And then so again, noticing, how does that lower back, pelvic, hip area feel now? And how do your feet feel? Go ahead and roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left. And notice the quality of rolling your head to each side. Has something let go in your cervical spine now? Is there a greater sense of ease with rolling your head? And what about your jaw? Is there more freedom in your jaw now, in your face? Good. Okay, so just take another moment to sense how you are before you prepare to roll to a side and then to bring yourself up to sitting and then standing. And we're just going to take a moment again in standing to really sense and feel now what we started with, the tripod, and how has the distribution changed? How do you feel now, not only on your feet, but the relationship between your feet up into your hip joints?